After a decade of economic expansion, poverty isn't the first topic on most Americans' minds. A new survey by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government found that only about 1 in 10 people name poverty or welfare as one of the top two issues that government needs to address. When asked about poverty directly, though, most Americans concede that it is still a big problem. As NPR's Robert Smith reports, there is disagreement about what makes people poor.
In most respects, the people who answered the new NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll understand the realities of poverty. A majority of the respondents realized that, yes, most poor people do have jobs. They knew that a job is not an automatic ticket out of poverty. And many of the jobs available to low-income people don't pay enough to support a family. But the old stereotypes of poverty die hard. In a focus group in Columbus, Ohio, white middle-class residents were blunt about what they thought kept people poor.
I'd say upbringing, attitude, just general laziness. If you're not working, you know, there's something wrong with you or you just don't want to work.
It's laziness. If someone's going to give you money because you're sitting there, why work for it?
Most middle-class people have a very strong work ethic. Too many of the lower income people are looking to get something for free.
When we asked open-ended questions about poverty, the middle class group first tended to blame low income workers for their own problems. But after the group discussed it a bit, a clear split emerged. Some, like Donald Vercasso, who works for a telecommunications company, persisted in holding the poor responsible for their station in life.
If you think you're going to be poor, you're going to be poor. But if you say, I'm going to do something about it, go back to college, go back to school, learn a trade, whatever. They just need to get that attitude and say, I can do it.
Others, like Scott Novak, who grades standardized tests for a living, argue that there are economic forces that low-income families just can't fight.
The bigger source of poverty is there are not enough high-paying jobs in Columbus. There are a lot of low-paying retail food service jobs that try supporting a family on, whatever, $7 an hour.
This division over the cause of poverty is a nationwide phenomenon. The NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll shows that Americans are split almost equally on this topic. About half the public says the poor aren't doing enough to help themselves out of poverty. The other half says that circumstances beyond the poor's control keep them impoverished. The survey reveals that Republicans are more likely to hold the individual responsible, Democrats more likely to blame circumstance, but any way you cut it, a division is still there. Even those with friends or family who are poor are not particularly sympathetic to their problems. One of the questions we asked on the poll was if the poor had it easy because of government benefits. Nearly half of Americans said yes, the poor do have it easy, even among those who had low-income friends or family. For Jim Cochran, a middle-class father of six in Columbus, knowing poor people just gave him more examples of bad life choices.
A lot of people that I know who are impoverished have started off that way because they hang with the wrong crowds. They want to be cool instead of productive. And then they make more bad choices trying to get quick money to solve those problems. They're always looking for the easy way out.
You might be tempted to think that the middle-class focus group is harsh because they live far away from the tough life on the poverty line, but the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll shows that poor people can be just as critical of their neighbors. More than 40% of the low-income people we surveyed say poor people aren't doing enough to help themselves. 35% of low-income respondents say the poor have easy lives. To explore this further, we assembled two more focus groups, this time with low-income residents of Columbus, Ohio. And in these groups, the poor were their own harshest critics.
You know, it's all about yourself, though, really. If you want it, you're going to get out there and get it. Yeah. And if you don't want it, it ain't going to come to you.
Sure.
While careful not to criticize each other, these people, all of whom are struggling to make ends meet, say it comes down to attitude. Take Carolyn Jones. She has six kids, is pregnant with another. Her husband is on disability, and they make less than $15,000 a year. She still thinks the poor bring it on themselves.
They just don't want it. I mean, they'll sit at home and say, well, I want to work. But you got to get out the house to work. I mean, the jobs aren't going to come knocking at your door. If you had to start at the ground and move up.
Jones points out that she still works when she can, and Columbus has plenty of resources for people who want to help themselves. Real differences between the low-income and higher-income groups emerged when we probed for the direct causes of poverty. In the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll, higher income people were more likely to say that the number one cause of poverty is poor public schools. Low-income Americans are more likely to name drug abuse as the number one cause of poverty. The focus groups back that up. Some of the participants, like Wendy Pack, had seen it up close.
Personally, I have an aunt that is in her 40s, and I don't think she's even worked a month out of her life, and she's been on drugs for a long time. It's like people just owe you. That's how a lot of people that I know, they act. It's like, you know, people owe you so you can get the last hit, the last drink.
Low-income people were also more likely than middle-class respondents to blame too many immigrants and single-parent families as the major cause of poverty. Two-thirds of low-income people also pointed their fingers at the economy for too many jobs being part-time or low-wage. In a focus group of very poor people, most of whom don't even own phones, there was much more talk about the cycles of poverty, the way that the system gives some people a head start and others a kick in the pants. Kareem Jolly supports a wife and three children by doing temp jobs.
You're only a product of your environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're in an environment where there's no jobs, there's no income, everybody's selling drugs, everybody's doing this to make ends meet, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to do the same thing. Sometimes that little $7 an hour job is not going to be able to pay them bills and bring that food home or whatever.
But in the NPR focus groups overall, blaming the system was not a popular sentiment. When it comes to views about poverty in America, it turns out that a lot of low-income people are right in line with the rest of the country. Robert Smith, NPR News.